This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The two Korean leaders are ending their third summit with a visit Thursday to the Mount Paktu volcano along the Chinese border. The results of the summit in Pyongyang have been generally welcomed following North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's pledge to dismantle key missile facilities and close the country's main nuclear complex if the U.S. takes reciprocal actions. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Washington is ready to resume talks with the North and offer to meet his counterpart. He called for a completion of North Korea's denuclearization by January 2021. On Wednesday, South Korean President Moon Jae-in said they agreed on specific measures to remove the fear of war and the possibility of armed clashes. But RAND Corporation defense analyst Bruce Bennett said the North has so far committed to very little since the diplomatic thaw began earlier this year.
The problem, of course, is that Kim Jong-un at this stage hasn't done a single meaningful thing to dismantle his nuclear weapons. In fact, he's going the opposite direction. He's making nuclear weapons and increasing his stockpile.
Asia Society Policy Institute analyst Daniel Russell, a former diplomat, said summits and promises are no substitute for a negotiating process. Liberia is looking into the mysterious disappearance of more than $100 million ordered by the country's central bank, equivalent to 5% of the West African country's GDP. Several people, including a former central bank governor, have been barred from leaving the country. Justice Farley is a local businessman.
The level of rampant corruption is affecting our country. It's not only the country, but affecting the poor masses.
The money entered the country between November and August in containers at the port of Monrovia and then vanished. Former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak faces new corruption charges related to the multi-billion dollar 1MDB state fund. He has been detained since being charged on seven other counts. This is VOA News. The annual U.S. report on terrorism released Wednesday showed a drop in terrorist incidents last year by a fourth, but the terrorism landscape has become more complex, with groups like Al-Qaeda, Islamic State, dispersing beyond the Middle East using clandestine tactics. Ambassador Nathan Sales is the State Department's coordinator for counterterrorism.
Iran remains the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism and is responsible for intensifying multiple conflicts and undermining U.S. interests in Syria, in Yemen, in Iraq, in Bahrain, in Afghanistan, and in Lebanon.
The report also said most attacks last year occurred in just five countries: Afghanistan, India, Iraq, Pakistan, and the Philippines. But Islamic State's threat to China and Chinese interests, it says, is growing. The U.S. says it's prepared to negotiate a treaty with Iran that covers all areas of concern, including its ballistic missile program. Special U.S. Envoy Brian Hook said it will not be a personal agreement like the one in 2015 regarding Iran's nuclear program.
The Iran nuclear deal was an agreement made by Iran with the president at the time. It was not a treaty. They did not have the votes in the U.S. Senate, and so they found the votes in the U.N. Security Council. And that's insufficient in our system of government.
Among U.S. demands is the release of Americans detained in Iran, ending its nuclear missile programs and its financial backing in conflicts in Syria and Yemen. Thousands of civilians are said to be returning to their homes in embattled northwest Idlib province in Syria days after Russia and Turkey reached agreement to forestall a government assault to retake the rebel-held province. The U.N. said nearly 40,000 were internally displaced, but some 5,000 have since returned. Meanwhile, the leader of Lebanon's Iran-backed Hezbollah said Wednesday his militant group will keep its presence in Syria for now. Election officials in Democratic Republic of Congo Wednesday released an official list of presidential candidates for an election scheduled December 23. Incumbent President Joseph Kabila is barred from seeking a third term, and he's backing Emmanuel Ramazani Shadary. His biggest challenger is expected to be opposition leader Felix Tshisekedi. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe Thursday won a ruling party leadership vote, putting him on track to become Japan's longest-serving post-war leader if he remains in office through November 2019. Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland resumed trade talks with the U.S. in Washington Wednesday.
We've been engaged in a very intensive negotiation, something Ambassador Lighthizer calls a continuous negotiation, over the past 4 weeks.
Negotiators face an October 1st deadline to reach a free trade deal similar to that reached last month between the U.S. and Mexico. On Wall Street, the benchmark Dow Jones Index hit its highest level since January on Wednesday, closing at 26,405. That's a gain of nearly 160 points. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.